I have a fantasy today, and that fantasy is that all over the world, during times of worship, people are joining together of all different denominations and faiths and affirming our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ by celebrating communion together. As I reflected upon the times that I have taken communion and they have been so meaningful to me, I thought about those times in the military, thought about those times when being with United Methodist Women at a meeting, particularly in Spartanburg. On that day, for whatever reason, I was keenly aware that what I was participating in was a whole lot more than just bread and juice. I remember those times when I was in the military and we would gather together and for our meetings, and all of us wore the same uniform, and yet there would come those times when we would go to our separate places of worship, the Catholics over here and the Protestants over there, and then there were some of us Protestants that would assemble later after worship, and we would stand around the table, and together we would share the body of Christ. Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Assembly of God, gathered around God's table. I'm thankful today that there is a movement among us called LAMCA, Lutherans, Anglican, Methodists, Catholics, as we study and contemplate how we can come together in more harmony and to commune together. So today we, maybe in our mind, we begin to tear down some boundaries. Fellowship here at the Lord's table. Not our differences, but our commonness. Randy Johnson was a quarterback for Oklahoma. They were on the 20-yard line, their own 20-yard line. There was not enough time left but for one more play. The game would be over and the season would end. So the coach decided that since the game was all but lost, that on the last play, he would send in all the seniors. And so all the seniors came in and they were there in the huddle. And the coach told him, said, Randy, you can call any play you want to call. And so he called play number 13. Now, play number 13 had never, ever been tried before. As a matter of fact, in the practice times that they had tried it, it had never worked. And Randy said he looked up, and there was Barry. He was crying. Last time he'd be on the field for Oklahoma, he had a number 8 on his jersey. He looked over there and there was Harry. And Harry was crying too. And he had a number 7 on his jersey. And so he decided that he would play number 13. And sure enough, played number 13, and it was for a touchdown, and they won the game, and the coach came to him and said, Randy, sir, how in the world did you decide to make that play? We had never played it before. He said, I know, coach. He said, but when I looked up and I saw one crying with number 7 and another with number 8, I added them up, and it was 13, and said, I called the play. He said, Randy, 8 and 7 don't equal 13. Said, what would you have done after that? He said, coach, if I'd have been as smart as you, would have lost the ball game. So, you know, when we think about winning and doing what we should do, there's a song that says, not to the swift is the battle, It speaks to us that we don't always have the greatest capabilities. Sometimes we may not can add 7 and 8. But God says, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed. And this morning, as we come here to affirm our faith, it doesn't mean that we can explain where Cain and Abel got their wives. While we might not have all the answers even within our own church, but it's just us being the church, being God's people, loving one another, daring to try, daring to be. Story was told about James Craft. Said he was a young boy and he had a little pony, and the little pony's name was Puddin'. And said he had this little pony, and he decided that he would make cheese. And so he went into the town to sell cheese. Every day, faithfully, working hard to make the best cheese he could make. Finally, one day he said to Puddin', he said, "Puddin', I think we got this wrong." He said, "Rather than me making so much effort in making this cheese, I think I need to put God first in my life." And Mr. Kraft, standing before North Shore Baptist Church, he told the young people in the class, he said, "I would rather be a layperson in the kingdom of God than to be the executor of some massive manufacturing company." And so every time you put any Philadelphia cream cheese in your mouth, or you serve stovetop dressing to your family, or you dip an Oreo cookie into a glass of milk, or you take apart an Oreo cookie and lick the goody out of it, or any time you can stop and think about the commitment that Mr. Kraft made that day with his little pony when he was endeavoring to sell cheese. You see, this morning, we may not have everything we need, or indeed we might have everything that we could ever possibly need. But God is with us. We're here. And if we have that mustard seed faith, that mustard seed faith that's growing inside of us, that's enough. Amen.